10, 9, 8, 7, 6. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Rolling. What's it after that? Rolling.
Though the creeks are swollen. Keep them doggies moving, rawhide.
It depends on if it's the Eddie Murphy version.
Yes, what's the Eddie Murphy
version? Oh, we can't say that on
air. That's right. It's the 2nd of March, 2024. We're on hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. Welcome. We appreciate you being here. The phone number is 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, you know the 855-LAW-RADIO.
855-529-7234.
Woo! Remember, we're not giving you legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're just here to entertain you. And even though it's the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, go to our website and read our disclaimers, okay? Today, we're going to have a great time. First of all, hour 3 is... we're going to do a case or no case, and so far I think I'm doing pretty well. Not bad, but not great. And we're going to talk about a couple extra interesting thing. We're going to talk about a Kansas law that Denise started to talk about at the end of hour 2. We're going to finish up talking about Panera Bread lawsuit, Colorado murder case, and the judge. That's very interesting. And the one that I think is really interesting is the brothers lawsuit against each other that went on for almost 20 years. And it's worth billions of dollars, not millions, billions of dollars. We're going to talk about that. And then what we have at the end of hour 3, we know that you want to listen to this, but you only understand or remember so much because that's just part of the human nature. We're going to do what's called a quick take. So maybe you'll go home and just remember this little tidbit that each of us are going to bring up. And that's what we do here in hour 3. But hour 3 is always the most important thing we like to do, Cal, is do another case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Denver Charles is a flooring installer in Flatiron Falls, Nebraska. One day he was installing some hardwood flooring for a client with his new saw when a piece of this material caught in the saw, throwing the material and pulling his hand into the blade. His middle finger was cut off. He suffered nerve damage. Mr. Charles was aware that some saws these days are sold with flesh sensing technology, which is an amazing safety feature. So he said to himself, wait a minute, they can't sell a car without a seatbelt, but this particular company sold a saw without flesh sensing technology.
Hey, this is really interesting. This is a good one you could do to train people. Flesh sucker sucker psychology.
Flesh sensing technology. Selling seashells by the seashore. Anyway, the point is.
I know. I love this.
No, I apologize for that.
No, I love it. This is great.
So his finger's gone. His nerves are damaged. He calls a major law firm and says, hey, do you think myself and other people who work in this business selling seashells might have a case or no case?
By the seaside.
It may seem silly, but they're selling seashells by the seashore with a flesh sensing technology. Go ahead.
Todd, can you do it all at once?
I'm waiting for the marketing of the flesh sensing authenticator for use in clubs to make sure that, okay, which parts of the body are beep, fake here?
Beep, 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 beep.
It's like a stud finder. Look, I've seen saws that have it. They're actually incredible. There's a hardware store close to where we do the show. I went in and the guy was showing me this thing. He says, watch this. And he takes like a hot dog. And the saw is going, and as soon as that hot dog gets close to the blade, it senses it. The blade drops down. It doesn't just stop. The blade drops down out of it, and then he shows you the hot dog, and there's not a nick on it. And this is great. The problem is that technology, to the best of my knowledge, is only available in the table saw versions because they're so big and bulky. I can't imagine a handsaw doing flooring, having this technology.
Well, he was using a table saw at the time.
Yeah. But a portable one, right? Well, yeah, yeah, had to move it around. I don't think that this is a lawsuit, although he might have a claim for, what is it? What? Which finger was cut off? His middle finger? The inability to drive in heavy traffic. It's impeded my free speech. No case.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about the matter of the flesh sensing technology?
Well, I think that if you buy a piece of equipment that before that technology is, stop it, Todd. if you buy a piece of equipment before that technology is even discovered, then there's no way you can sue because it doesn't have it. That's what I think. So,
well, this was a new saw to him. He just purchased it that year.
But that doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just telling you, if that was the issue, you need to know that it was purchased after that technology had been developed.
No case.
Okay. Fred, what do you say?
You notice Cal's trying to talk her into making it a case. If this is such a clear no case, I've read you. There's no way this is a case. But you know what? That's going to be interesting to see, Denise. That was good analysis. There needs to be no analysis. This is just Cal reading about this really cool technology and said, "Hey, what happens if it actually cuts his hand off or finger off?" And it's, by the way, the middle one. Of course, Cal would make it up as the middle one. And then they didn't have this technology on there. Are they liable? That is such a no case. If I've heard a no case, this is the no case.
Hmm.
So three no cases. You could win here, Cal.
Guess what? Cal gets 2 points. It's a case. Ryobi's paid $1.5 million in lawsuits over this matter.
Oh,
and that, yay, the good guys win. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Cal. I went on and on to rip on Cal.
Cal, you get 3 points because you stuck all of it.
Yeah.
Right. Yay, I like that. All right, good.
So, Ryobi, wow, that just happened recently, huh?
Yeah, there have been several cases. His happened to be one, but yeah, they paid about $1.5 million
for
over,
one finger.
Well, funny, that's what his lawyer said, and they held up that very finger and said, "Your Honor, for one finger,
for one finger." Did it say what state this was in or not?
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
But the $1.5 million is in the aggregate for the claims they've had to pay out for this thing, not just this particular case. So.
Wow, yeah. That's a good one, Cal.
Well, yeah, you know, just if it ever comes up, if a guy walks into your office, you know, holding up four fingers, think about it.
But what if they hold up one finger? Well, I lost all the other four. I only got this one left.
Got nothing to lose.
Got nothing to lose. All right. Thanks, Cal.
Or if they hold up their fist, they might be missing the important
missing
finger.
Everything. Okay. Denise, tell us about Kansas.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I always think that legislatures go too far.
Yeah.
They either go too far one way or go too far the other. There's like no happy medium sometimes. Well, in Kansas, the legislature decided that they were going to enact a law that if you are partaking in drugs and one of the people you're with has an emergency or an overdose, that if you call 911, that you can be arrested for partaking in this. So it discourages people from calling 911 to help people that are overdosing. So it kind of went all that way, right? Now it's coming back to where they're thinking they have to change that law because it is actually increasing people from dying at overdoses because the other people don't want to get busted, right? That's really what it comes down to. There's also an Oregon law now about they're legalizing all kinds of different drugs, and now there's lots of overdose deaths, and now Oregon is trying to think about reconsidering that law as well.
Right. So it's in Kansas and
the overdose law.
Yeah, and Wyoming are the only two states that we know of that have that you can get arrested, and now they're reversing it, and that's what's good.
And it's actually a good idea.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk more about Panera Bread when we come back.
Yep, and as Denise said, Oregon is now saying maybe this drug legalization wasn't the best of ideas, but we'll talk about that if we get the opportunity next on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's much more coming up right here.
You found Radio Law Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van, running or not. We guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring this kid's home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Our husbands are roommates at the prison.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So Panera Bread just recently, they were actually, have been in the news for their lemonade drink that had some people had caffeine in it that was a pretty high amount of caffeine, and some individuals have died and have sued Panera Bread on that. We've discussed that in Radio Law Talk. But now Panera Bread. A class action suit has been brought against them, saying that they misled customers about the delivery and menu pricing. And this case has already agreed and is settled for $2 million. This class action, basically the argument was that they were inflating a number of the costs involved and are not just inflating but not telling the customers about the inflation of costs for delivery of Panera's, some of their foods. Well, that occurred between October 1st, 2020 and August 31st, 2021. If you believe that you have a receipt from that time period, you can get $9.50 or cash award of $12. That's big money.
Yeah, but that's food vouchers. You have to go back and use it
exactly
at Panera
right.
Bread.
Well, don't forget there's a similar suit. Panera Chick-fil-A also got sued similar to this, and they settled for $4.4 million.
That one made me hungry thinking about it.
Yes, I know. That makes you want to go. Chick-fil-A probably is thinking, you know, it's going to cost us $4.4 million, but everyone's hungry, and we're going to get more sales. So there we go. That's what's going on with delivery. Now, I don't know about you guys, because there's four of us here that are different ages, but there's one that is extremely old, and then some of us that are older.
And, but enough about Todd.
Okay, that's right. but I'm not a delivery guy. I don't. Now, Todd is, and I'm going to get to Todd. But it seems like the younger generation are the ones that order, you know, Uber Eats or whatever and deliver it. My younger kids, some of them, not all of them, are just like every other meal is delivered. But again, my daughter's pregnant and she won't cook. But you know, what's the deal here, Todd? Do they charge most? And when I would do this, and my son-in-law has told me, let's get this, and I'm gonna order it like a Uber Eats, it's cold and it's a hamburger and fries, and it's terrible. So I don't like to do the delivery of food. Even a pizza will get cold, but a sandwich, you can't mess that up.
Yeah, there are some. You definitely have to know which kind of foods are, how do I put this, conducive to delivery. So if you order a sandwich, one place we order from, the sandwich is cold. It's like having a Thanksgiving dinner in a sandwich. It's got turkey, cranberries, stuffing, gravy, potato. Anyway, so it's got all of that. That's a great thing to order.
Right, because it doesn't matter.
It's going to keep. I order a dish called katsudon from a Japanese food place. That's a great thing to order. In fact, the longer it takes to get there, the better it's going to taste because of the way that the dish seasons the rice on its own.
It's not hot. It's not a hot dish.
But, yeah, you don't want to get, like, I would never order anything from McDonald's because by the time it gets to you, it's going to be cold.
Denise, do you order out a lot or no?
No.
I mean, like Uber Eats type stuff?
No, I don't. The only thing I really order in that we have delivered would be pizza, hot wings, that kind of stuff.
But that's even the pizza sometimes comes cold.
Yeah, but you can heat that up very quickly.
Cal, what about you?
We ordered the take and bake pizza last night.
but you picked it up, though.
It came cold, and then we cooked it in the oven. They delivered it cold, and we cooked it in the oven.
See, that's good.
We do that fairly often, though, really.
But what's the point?
But do you do the hot stuff or not, Cal?
We do. Yeah, I mean, my wife likes to do that sometimes.
Is it cold, though? Is the food cold?
Yeah, it's not as good
as it should. Gross.
Be.
Gross.
I just keep thinking about, what would somebody from the Old West think who's living out in a house on the prairie that has to go out and get the wood to put it in the in the stove to get it up to heat, and then they cook on it, and they've got to do all this kind of stuff. And you start making dinner to be served at 5 o'clock. You start making it at, like, noon and all that. And here we've got the just get Uber. Come on.
What once were conveniences become necessities.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm not one of those Uber. I don't do that at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. Last night, from walking from my door of my office outside to my car, 10, 12 feet maybe, I was soaking wet from my scalp all the way down to my skin.
Anything would be cold then.
So
right?
It was like,
How about just go to Safeway and buy food and cook it there?
You don't want to go outside. The point is, you want to order and have them come to your door because it was such a horribly wet, horrible night last night.
Just wanted to clarify, it was raining outside.
All I got to say is, don't you have like some soup or something and a piece of bread in your house? Or
Sure, I had homemade chili and I had a bunch of stuff I could have eaten, but I didn't want to eat it up.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to have it.
We're so off base here. We're not even talking about the law. We're just off the rails here. All right.
I will tell you this.
What? Tell me.
If there is some sort of apocalypse where all of our electronics go down and nobody can order anything, there are going to be a lot of people like starving.
How do I eat?
Within the first day.
What do I do? And you know what? They'll all be 25 and under.
Yeah.
Especially if the only vehicle in the driveway is an old standard shift vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
What's this third pedal for? I got a defective car.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Colorado prosecutors on this Barry Morphew's case is interesting.
This is the train wreck that just keeps garnering attention. So they already over-prosecuted, had to dismiss the case because there was no body. They couldn't find it, had to dismiss against Morphew. And now the prosecutors are in trouble because their text messages came to light where it looks like they were conspiring to maybe get a judge removed from a case because of unsubstantiated allegations about the judge during a divorce that they heard about. And it's just like, people, shut up. And it's just ridiculous. This is the case that won't go away.
But. Well, we'll follow up with it the next few weeks. But when we come back, we got the billionaires arguing over property for the next for about 20 years, but it's finally resolved itself. We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Hey, what brings you in?
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
What the heck is that thing?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, so we got the Jogani brothers. The Jogani brothers, there's five of them. Their father was a very successful jeweler. He sold diamonds. He's from India, migrated to the United States. They lived in Southern California years ago. The brothers are now in their 50s to 70s. That means dad's been long gone. But he was a diamond merchant and made an absolute fortune in diamonds and invested money in apartments, is what they did in Southern California, mainly in the area of the San Fernando Valley, which, by the way, those of you don't know where San Fernando Valley, that's kind of a big pocket area where there's a lot of homes and apartments and stuff, and really just boomed. And then the brothers took over, and they built this business up to more than 170 apartment complexes with 17,000 units. That's a lot of units, by the way, if you talk about it. And they inherited this, these five brothers, and they had these agreements. Some were oral, some were written, but mostly were oral about who did what. And I'm telling you, I've studied it. I've looked at it. I have to look at it like five more times to understand the complexity of who did what, how, when. This is a 20-year lawsuit. It started in 2003, and that just went to trial. And a jury this week ruled that Harash must share the money. He's the main brother that took most of the money. Rashish and Shaitan, they were awarded $750 million in damages, plus a real estate interest valued more than $1 billion. So they got $1.75 billion awarded to them. Another brother who launched the shoot was awarded a measly $4.75 billion. This just is amazing me. And by the way, the fifth brother, he's a pauper. He did not. He got screwed. If anybody did, he did. He only got awarded $570 million. Todd, is that a travesty or what?
How is he going to get by?
Is that a travesty? I don't know. But anyway, this is very interesting. Now the judge and the court can award or try to. There's going to be a hearing whether or not they're owed punitive damages. That means to punish the one brother that kind of took all this stuff. And if they do, which I doubt it, to be honest with you, it's a really high standard to prove punitive damages, especially in a contract issue. These are contractual deals that supposedly went south. But anyway, long story short, you know, when you're in a family that was worth billions of dollars, you get mad at the sibling and sue. Yeah, maybe someday you might just get $4.75 billion out of it. Anyway, we'll move on. That's that. We'll follow that if it does. If anything else does go forward, Todd, what do you were talking about the talk about that Illinois judge?
Sure.
I mean, I was going to talk about it, but I want you to go ahead and start. And Denise, you too. We talked about this. I mean, since you've been talking about the judges off air, this is a very interesting one to discuss.
So there's a trial in or a conviction in Illinois. 18-year-old was convicted of sleeping with a 16-year-old, and it was a sexual assault conviction. The defendant was male, and he had been in custody for about 148 days at the time of sentencing. There was a period of time between the actual conviction and the sentencing. He'd been in custody for 148 days, and at the sentencing, the judge didn't like the fact that the mandatory minimum for that offense was 4 years of prison. The judge, because he didn't like that, said, while I can't reduce the amount of time, I can always overturn the conviction. So he overturned the conviction. Now there's no time for the guy to serve. And that that rubs some folks the wrong way, not the least of which would be the DA, the victim, and the general public. The judge was referred to the Illinois Courts Commission for review, and that judge was removed from the bench this week because of that activity. Because this is what they found in the hearing. While the judge said, look, I don't want to give you 4 years, so I can always overturn the conviction, what the judge filed with the clerk of the court was a statement that said that the guilty verdict was overturned because the prosecutors had failed to meet the burden of proof to prove the defendant was guilty. That's what we call a falsehood. That's not why he did it. It's not the reason he stated from the bench. That was not correct. If he was going to overturn it for failure to show a conviction, that there was not enough evidence, that motion should have been made and ruled upon immediately after a verdict was returned of guilty. So I mean, if it was really true that there was not enough evidence, I got a bone to pick with the judge to find the guy who was convicted. If you thought there was no evidence, why'd I just spend 148 days in jail, right? And so this judge was taken before the Illinois Courts Commission. They also found that it was inappropriate for the judge, as alleged, to remove a prosecutor from the courtroom because allegedly, the prosecutor had liked a Facebook post that was critical of the judge. And the judge, who doesn't get on social media, but his wife does, the wife saw it and told the judge, so the judge kicked the prosecutor out of the courtroom. You can't do stuff like that.
Yeah, now that's interesting. Every state is different in how they remove their judges, right?
Yes.
So Illinois, the only way they can remove their judges is through this court commission. And the court commission is authorized to remove. They're authorized to suspend without pay. They can censor or they can reprimand a judge for willful misconduct. So there is, you know, pretty much the authority for the commission, and they chose the harshest one, which was removal.
Now, that's not – every state doesn't have that. A while ago in the state of California, you had the case with the the Stanford swimmer, and the judge was lenient in terms of sentencing with that, and that judge later – was no longer on the bench, but a different mechanism was employed for that. Well, yes. How is that different from what we have here?
Well, in California, we have four different mechanisms. Okay. We can have removal by the Judicial Council. We can have censure or all kinds of disciplines out of that. You can also be disciplined by the state bar. You can also be not the judge. Judicial Council is solely the one for the judge.
Yes.
But you can have a removal from office through a petition to remove the judge. And it is an election that is had on that petition, and it's either granted or denied. So there's another way to remove a judge, too, and that's through criminal conduct.
Well, and don't forget the judges in the state of California have to run every 6 years, and at the end of that term, somebody can run against them, and they just be voted out. Now, Fred, when we were talking during this, you had an issue that I agree with about the political nature and the effect that can have on a judge's ruling and how that can be.
That's my worry. I worry about that the judges are supposed to be politically neutral, even if they lean one way or the other, and even if they have a tendency to rule more liberal or more conservative, that I'm okay with that, so long as they're not being influenced by outside political issues or people protesting. When they're out protesting a judge, I worry about that. I'm not saying that you don't. I just worry about it. Then the judges, I'm worried about judges making rulings that are politically motivated because of the pressure of politics. That's why we have the judiciary. It's supposed to be blind. You know, we got the what's the famous, you know, the lady justice?
Justice is blind.
Blind, yeah. And she's got a blindfold on.
Well, I worry about a judge being appointed because he's of a certain political persuasion.
He or she.
Whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that should be one of the notches that the judge has to go through
to be
appointed. It just doesn't need to be. Politics should not play in the judiciary.
I agree.
Probably one of the biggest differences between state and federal judges is that state judges, you run, you're elected, you're reelected, especially state of California. Federal judges, appointment for life. The only way they get off on a federal judge is to retire or be impeached, pretty much. And that's a huge difference.
Yeah. We come back. We got a lot more. And we got our final quick takes. And then we're out. Until next week. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. The show's not done. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a little bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
every 40 seconds a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-771-4877, 800-771-4877, 800-771-4877.
1 out of 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. And the chances are you know at least one person who's been personally affected. But right now, you can help. It's simple. Donate your unwanted vehicle, RV, or trailer to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. It's the easiest way to contribute to one of the nation's leading charitable organizations. The process is fast, easy, and free. Not only will you be helping, but you'll also receive a tax deduction. The United Breast Cancer Foundation offers an array of programs and services that help and support families and individuals dealing with breast cancer. But we can't do it alone. We need your help. Simply give us a call to get started, and we'll schedule a pickup date that is convenient for you. If you have any questions you would like answered before initiating the donation process, please feel free to call us toll-free at 800-511-6075. That's 800-511-6075. 800-511-6075.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Things have gotten out of hand with our friend again.
How come nobody's talking about this?
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So this NIL stuff that's going on with all these college players and even high school players now making money off their likeness in sports, man, there's even some high school players that are making a lot of money. It's usually families of like LeBron James' son. I know, even though he's in college now, I believe, or he might be in high school.
He's in USC.
Yeah, Archie Manning, you know, and those type of things. They're doing pretty well financially. But what's going on with the NCAA? What's scary, Todd? Not scary, but scary for the NCAA. I think they're getting less and less power, and especially with this NIL. And I think they don't have as much control, do they?
It's trending in that direction. So NIL stands for name, image, and likeness. And historically, before changes under the NCAA rules, the NCAA prohibited anybody from making any money, any student athlete, from receiving any sort of compensation at all in relation to college sports. Why Reggie Bush, for example, no longer has his Heisman Trophy because it was vacated because of allegations that his family received financial benefit when he was playing at USC. Well, the change in the rules brought on by lawsuits and changes in laws in certain states allowed student athletes to make money now, sign endorsement deals and make money on their name, image, and likeness while they were college athletes. But the NCAA still had some rules in place saying that schools could not use name, image, and likeness compensation in the recruiting process, and that some students, you couldn't go to college if you were using name or receiving NIL compensation before you became a college athlete, which made no sense. At least made no sense to the Eastern District of Tennessee, where a lawsuit was brought, and a federal judge in the Eastern District of Tennessee said, for Tennessee and Virginia, this only applies to Tennessee and Virginia, the NCAA cannot enforce that clause that says you can't use NIL compensation in the recruiting process. And the judge makes an interesting point. He says, like, the schools have failed to show how the timing of when a student athlete enters into an agreement would destroy the goal of preserving amateurism. So if it's amateurism is preserved, if the student enters into a contract after he starts his freshman year at a school and is now an athlete, but somehow it's destroyed if he signs that image or that contract 6 months earlier when he's a senior in high school, that makes no sense. How does the timing of that change amateurism? And the NCAA really didn't have an answer for that. So in the state of Virginia and Tennessee, those rules don't apply on the NCAA.
Which means it's going to happen everywhere
else.
Yeah. Yes.
It still can be appealed, correct?
So Denise, what's going on in the border is very controversial. It's a very, it's kind of weird that it's controversial. But anyway, it's a fight going on between a couple of factions and people within the United States. And Texas was trying to say, look, if the federal government's not going to uphold the law, we're going to do it ourselves. And the three of us said, ignore the politics, and we nailed it, Denise. How do we nail it?
We nailed it. And right now, even the Texas Court of Appeals is on our side, if you will. But we nailed it because what's happening in Texas is they're trying to enforce that immigrants cannot come in illegally. That if you are an illegal immigrant, you're crossing the border, that you could be arrested on the spot by Texas state and local police agencies. And the Texas Appeal Court said, or the Texas Court, not appeal yet, the Texas Court said, I'm going to stay the effect of this arrest law because it is unconstitutional. And that is because of the Supremacy Clause in the U.S. Constitution, which said if the federal government has made a law that controls over that matter or that issue, then the federal law prevails over the state laws that are contradictory. And in the Texas case, the law would allow for the local policemen to arrest the illegal immigrants. And that is an enforcement mechanism that is handled only by Congress. And so what's funny is that what's really being forced here and what a lot of people are saying is, come on, Texas Congress, let's get on board. Let's get our congressman from Texas to get and put pressure on our congressman in the United States to fix the problem. Get it done now. Because all we're doing is wasting time and money by trying to do it through a state rights mechanism instead of doing it through federal Congress.
Right. It's a federal
federal matter.
It's a federal job, not a state job. That's right. That's exactly right. Really quick, I feel this is a sad thing that happened that I just – I wonder about this because I have a grandson that carries an EpiPen that has allergies to dogs and cats, you know, and especially cats. But there's a wonderful medical doctor that is at Disney Springs Resort in Orlando, Florida, and is highly allergic to dairy and nuts. And she goes there and says, look, I'm highly allergic multiple times. They say, hey, no, we'll make sure there's no nuts or no allergic, no dairy in there. And don't forget, the argument is that Disney portrays themselves as persons with food allergies are, quote, top priority, according to Disney, when they come to eat at the resort. And apparently she eats. Everything's fine. She has broccoli, corn fritters, scallops, and onion rings. Within 45 minutes, she can't breathe. She collapses and dies. They actually administered the EpiPen, but it did not help her, and she died. So basically the autopsy said she died from high levels of dairy and nuts in her system. So obviously there's a lawsuit, claiming that the restaurant failed to educate and train instruct their people, that they say that Disney claims it's top priority with people with food allergies, which Disney, if that's what you're going to say, you better back it up. I feel bad for people with allergies, and I know a family, actually doctors, that have their kids are have severe peanut allergies. I don't understand that because I don't have any food allergies. I do. I'm allergic of cats. I can walk in someone's house and tell them, you got cats. You know, Todd's a cat guy. But I walk in his house, I'll be crying, and not because I'm happy, but I'll be crying and I'll be completely stopped up within, I'd say within 2 minutes. And I got to leave without taking medication. Even the medication doesn't do it. So I understand that, but I don't understand the allergy thing. I would, you know, I guess it's really difficult to live this way, but I would not trust any restaurant. If I was severely, apparently this lady was severely allergic to dairy and nuts, I just don't know that I would ever eat out. Would you guys? I mean, how would you feel about that? I just don't trust, you know, someone that's making, that's a teenager, sorry, that's probably working at a place and doesn't accidentally mix it.
Yeah, I can't think of any other thing that I would do that if I knew the consequence was death, right, that I was very susceptible to, that I would trust somebody that I did not know, that I would trust on a menu, oh, yes, this is dairy-free, no nuts in this, that I would trust that, knowing the consequences if that is wrong, right?
Yep.
So you got to be hyper-vigilant.
And it's contamination that could happen, too. I mean, it's not just what's in the food, but it's also contamination.
Right.
I know one thing you would
do. What do you know?
I know one thing you would do. You would do your quick take. And let's see, where should we start here? Fred, let's have yours.
All I got to say is the New York squatter laws need to be fixed. Probably California, too, trying to get squatter Brett Flores out of the New York house. I know a solution. I know someone has a cute little doggy that loves to bark almost nonstop. Give him to Brett. Here you go. Present, gift. Good luck. He'll be out the next day.
Todd, you have a quick take for us you'd like to share?
The $7 billion case with the brothers. All I would love to do is be present at the next family reunion.
And Denise, what is your quick take for us?
Well, Todd has gone off on the rails again. In first hour, he said he knew the direction of artificial intelligence and where it will be directed to and what will control that direction. And that's the adult industry, the adult film industry.
Yeah, Todd. There you go, Todd. See you next week. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhner, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We love having you. Thank you.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.